stars. Security system, Lord, please find your way. Oh, Lord, please make a way. Lord, please find away. Love is in the land. Love is suffering. Love is coming. Oh Lord, Lord, please pass away. In our nation, Lord, of your mercy, oh Lord, Lord, this time away, Lord, this time away, Lord, this oh Lord, please make a way. Lord, please find a way. Lord, please be. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Breathe upon this service tonight that not one person will live here the same way they have come. Blessed be your name, Lord. Jesus' name. Please be seated. Very shortly, we shall be coming back to talk about our dear, beautiful nation and take that song again. But just to round off what we're dealing with from Sunday, access to divine wisdom, and this is part 5. I'm going to rush through it as fast as I can. Mark chapter 8 and in verse 2. I have compassion on them. 8:6, right? Just a moment. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. All right, while we get to that, let's look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all that getting, get understanding. The meaning of that is, again, we are on access to divine wisdom, part 5. Every possession in life is doomed without wisdom. With all you're getting, get understanding. Every possession in life is doomed without the wisdom of God. Wisdom is the foundation for exploits. Mark chapter 8, verse 2. Have compassion on the multitudes. Mark chapter 6, sorry, please. 6, verse 2. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Even such mighty works are wrought by his hands. Exploits is a child of wisdom. Wisdom is the birthplace of exploits. Starting from Wednesday last week, we saw the various channels by which this wisdom can come. Everything that must be great becomes great by wisdom. Mighty works, great works, are products of wisdom. And we started seeing that wisdom came through devotion, or comes through devotion, and then through revelation, we saw last week Wednesday, through supplication unto God. And then from Sunday we began to see how that wisdom comes through meditation or reflection on the word, and then through instruction, and then through inquisition or the process of asking questions, and then through association with the wise, and then through observation, and then through separation. The Bible says, true wisdom, a man, having separated himself, intermeddled, true desire. A man having separated himself, intermeddled with all wisdom. How do we get at wisdom? That was Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1. Number 10 is through inspiration. True the inspiration of the Spirit, true inspiration. True inspiration. Job chapter 32, verse 8. He said, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Understanding is the bedrock of wisdom. Understanding is insight. Knowledge is information. Understanding is insight. Wisdom is action. It's applied insight. The inspiration. I'm sure you got that just now. Mere knowledge is information. Understanding is insight into the information. Comprehension. The comprehension of information. And wisdom is applied insight. That is action. on the information. But a major channel in which wisdom comes is through inspiration. That was the same way in which the scriptures came. The wisdom bank of God came by inspiration. That men of old spake as they were inspired of the Holy Ghost. Now, what are we talking about? Two things. First of all, inspiration arrives as a divine knowing or understanding of what to do. All of a sudden, your spirit, your mind is saturated with a knowing, an understanding of what to do per time. That was what happened to the Master Jesus in John chapter 6 verse 6 when there was the multitude to feed. The Bible said, Himself knew what to do. Himself knew what to do. Is a divine, is a knowing, an understanding of what to do per time. What to do per time. What to do per time. Secondly, inspiration arrives as a divine idea or concept producing solution and transformation. It arrives at divine idea or concept producing solution or transformation. That was the kind of idea, the kind of concept that came to Joseph in the palace of Pharaoh when he was going to prescribe the solution for the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine that will follow. In Genesis chapter 39, from verse 34, 35, 36, let Pharaoh do this. Let Pharaoh do this. Let him appoint this. It was a gush, just a sudden wave of divine idea or concept. It is in this realm of inspiration that we have inventors. It is in this realm of inspiration that we have the writers of books and the receivers and writers of songs. It is in this realm of inspiration that we have creative men and creative women. Am I communicating at all? I speak to someone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus Christ. That wisdom that flows on the frequency of inspiration is coming your way. Is coming your way. Is coming your way. You are saying amen. Shout it like a believer. Lift your right and say, Father, I receive fresh inspiration. A fresh knowing, fresh understanding of what to do per time. Now, when this inspiration comes your way, it can come in an idea, like I said, or a concept that will make you govern your world. World governing ideas can make you practically take dominion, practically dominate your field and your realm. A business that is crawling, all it needs is one idea. All it needs is just a wisdom wave. And then you just shoot up instantly. A ministry struggling, a career that is struggling or frustrated. And so through inspiration by the Spirit, wisdom comes. And of course, it is important to know that the Holy Spirit is the sponsor of wisdom, is the sponsor of inspiration, is the author of inspiration through inspiration. That is number 10. How does wisdom come? Access to wisdom, number 11, is through impartation. Through impartation. Through impartation. Through impartation. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. He laid his hands on him and laid the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is a transferable spiritual virtue. And if you ever understood what we meant when we defined impartation, we said that impartation is like a spiritual osmosis or a diffusion process where there is the movement of spirit, the transference of spiritual virtue from a vessel with higher concentration to another vessel, for the purpose of destiny transformation. That is impartation. Where somebody at a level of grace, at a level of something, is releasing the same to another who is not at that same level for the purpose of transforming that life. It is called impartation. Is somebody here at all? Is somebody here at all? Somebody say the transference of spiritual virtue from a vessel with higher concentration to another vessel for the purpose of destiny transformation. That's right. And once it drops, every who don't know go know. Whether it is fire that is being transferred, or it is favor, that's right, favor can be transferred, or it is wisdom that is being transferred, or it is healing virtue that is being transferred. Once it is transferred, who didn't know will know. That was what they said to Elisha. The spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. There is something we used to see on Elijah that we can now see on Elisha. For your information, impartation is both visible and tangible. It can be seen, it can be handled. It can be seen, it can be handled. And there are people here tonight, God is about to transfer something into your life that can be seen and can be handled. That can be seen and can be handled. That can be seen and can be handled. If you are the one receiving that transfer, you shout the loudest amen. Impartation can come by the laying on of hands, which was what Moses did. But because most times we are so plenty for hands to be laid one by one, impartation can happen by the speaking of words. He said, as he spake to me, the same spirit inside him entered into me. In Ezekiel chapter 2 and in verse 2. And right now as we are speaking, in the name that is above every name, something is entering into somebody. 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 If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. It's so tangible. I prayed for someone yesterday, and the person went home and began to pray and said that while the prayer session was on, she saw me appeared with medical cloth and with a surgeon's assistant carrying the surgical equipment. Operation was done on the spot. Things removed from the system. It was not a dream. It was not a sleep. Prayer was on in her house. And things were removed from the system. And the system closed back. And a demonic deposit that was positioned there disappeared. Became just faded off. By the power of God. It is tangible. It is visible. As he spoke to me, the spirit entered. At times when you say, I saw the man of God in the revelation, I had a divine encounter. It is the word spoken over you that became flesh. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Am I speaking to somebody here? The word became flesh. The word conveying the spirit of the speaker became physical and began to minister to you what the spoken word has said in the course of the speaking. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Between now and this time tomorrow morning, somebody is going to experience an impartation, a visitation that is going to drop something in your life. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So what is impartation doing? Impartation, number one, transfers the spirit and grace. Are you ready for the use of these words? It transfers the spirit and grace of the carrier into the recipient. And if you permit me to use these words, the spirit and grace of the imparter into the impartee. The imparter is the one imparting. The impartee is the one receiving. There is a transference. He said, and Moses and Joshua was full, not empty, full of the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands upon him. Secondly, impartation releases an adjustment of mentality. That is how he brings the spirit of wisdom. It's now releasing the spirit of wisdom, and then, apart from that, physical work on the mind. You look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. He said, wherefore I put you in remembrance, that you stir up the gift of God which is in you, that was put on you by my hands. That is, I gave you impartation. And this impartation brought what? He gave you, it is not the spirit of fear, so it is boldness. It is the spirit of power. It is the spirit of love. And then mind that is working. Sound mind. That is a working mind. When we say this vehicle is sound, it means it's working. This car is sound. This engine is sound. Sound, optimal performing mind. Functional mind. Not a mind that is stranded and permanently confused. There is something we call toxic confusional state in medicine. You understand that? A delirious state in between normal and abnormal. Toxic confusion. No. This makes your mind sound, sharp, precise, accurate. You answer questions at the speed of light. Am I communicating at all? That is what impartation does. Because there are people who are slow in mind. There are people who are slow in reasoning. There are people who are slow in thought. I told you the story some time ago, that I told somebody, I have some money to give you to assist you do business. What kind of business will you do? He said, he's not sure. I said, okay, will you think about it? He said, yes, he will. He went and thought about it. For 6 months, he has not returned. I'm telling you, this is not story. When he returned, I still gave him the money. Are you ready for more? He returned back later, with after about another 4, 5, 6 months, with the money. Doesn't know what to do anymore. And I applaud his integrity. He would have eaten the money. Just return it intact. Mind very slow. At that time, I told myself, when you see people at any level, don't blame God. That was when I arrived at that conclusion. There are various reasons that may be the reason. Not every mad person on the road, for example, is the devil. Some is ganja. India hemp. Some stole and they jazzed them. Do you understand? So they went and took some money and they sent him. Whoever took this thing, madness. Then he pulled his cloth. So you don't blame God. Hallelujah. But there is not one person here today that will have a non-functional mind. I tell you, this thing works. It works accurately. I have a young man here. He's a member of our church. When he was growing up as a child, he didn't like schooling at all. It was a concern to his mother. When they are bathing him on Monday for school, he will ask, when is Friday? On Monday, that is, let it be weekend on time. He was always taking the first, but except it is from the back. It was a concern. When the mother presented the case, hands were laid on him. This guy's brain became electric. Read law at top level. Became a lecturer in the same law. And the brain is still very sharp. It works. It overworks. Whatever was not working can be made to work. Even if the brain was dead, there are spare brains. God has spare organs. Am I communicating? Even if it was cursed, there are spare ones. And I prophesy to someone here today, God will give you a mind that is working, a brain that is working. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. He will give you a brain that is working, a mind that is working. Wisdom, that's right. I prophesy to somebody, anyone whose mind the devil is tampering with, whether in the spirit of depression or the spirit of madness or insanity, melancholia, every form of waves from hell, today I announce today that agenda of hell is arrested. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. True impartation, and finally, true celebration. I want you to understand that depression is the eternal enemy of discretion. Depression is the enemy of discretion. Depression forbids inspiration. Very rare for anybody to receive new ideas in depression. Said, with joy shall you receive. Draw water out of the wells of salvation. Maybe that is why the devil wants everybody sad and depressed and downcast, to disconnect you from the voice of God, which is the principal root of wisdom. When you are tensed, your mind is fenced. Whatever fences you up from inspiration, fences you off from direction, from guidance. Find out the kind of decisions you made when you are depressed. Decisions you made when you are irritated, agitated, angry, unexcited. Let me tell you, they are all regrettable decisions. Did you hear what I just said? All, 100% of decisions made in depression, decisions made in agitation, decisions made in aggravation, decisions made in anger, decisions made where joy is zero, 100% are regrettable decisions. And the peak of that decision is the decision to commit suicide. Hello? The peak of it is a decision. I can tell you some are in the process of dying before they realize what they did. But it was too late to come back to the body as they marched straight to hell. Hallelujah. Don't let any form of pressure, any form of tension, cause you to make a move or take a step that is out of order and out of point. Calm down. Calm down first. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? If you didn't hear anything at all, when your joy is low, your sensitivity is dull. Dull. That was why Elisha said, bring me a minstrel. Make the environment excited. Let me hear something. 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15. Take your seat. I mean, it's not... Your sharpness is down. Your spirit is dull when your joy is low. The only things that you can receive at those times, negative things, negative thoughts, nightmares, bad dreams, that will never be your portion. Why is the celebration necessary? Number one, the voice of God travels in the climate of joy. The voice of God travels in the climate of joy. The voice of God travels in the climate of excitement. It travels, that is the vehicle for his voice. Bring me a minstrel. And as the minstrel ministered, the hand of the Lord came upon him and he began to speak. In the book of Acts chapter 13 verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, do you want his voice at all, which is the principal base of wisdom? Then don't play with depression. Don't play with mood swings. You know, the people play with the word depression too much. I'm feeling depressed. I'm very, very depressed. Depression lays the foundation for all oppression. If you want to be oppressed, agree to be depressed. But the demon and spirit of depression is living here right now. Anyone that devil is attached to is leaving you alone right now. Is leaving your family alone right now. Is leaving your children alone right now. Is leaving your destiny alone right now. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Amen. Check your seat. Just be deliberately excited. Be excited. Be exciting. Be excitable. Somebody say amen. Amen. In my house, I make people laugh all the time. Because in their laughter, it's my laughter. Please, this food just ran down. Help me charge it. That is warm it. And my wife was laughing and laughing and laughing. So what I said, the food is cold. I need it charged up. Charge it up. See, so food can be charged. Yes. If it is cold, it ran down. It is far more interesting to say something that makes somebody laugh than to just be normal, formal, cold, clammy, and just tank and so on. Am I communicating at all? Just ensure. I've come across people, great people like God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo, God's servant Daddy Gio. You need to see them laugh. That is, you laughs heart from the heart, like from all the way from. And Papa too. He does my kind of permanently. No matter the topic you are discussing per time, if it was a depressive subject, he will say something funny inside. He said his secretary came to him one day, lady secretary, book writer said, the father of that lady had died. He was 70 something. And everybody in the office was trying to find out how to break the news to her. So when Papa had said, call her for me. He said, okay, you are welcome. So in your family today, who do you consider the most qualified to die? If somebody is... that is in case somebody is to go, if it is to be turn by turn. So of course it should be my father. It's okay, your prayers are answered. She started laughing before she realized that they are just broken news. Or do you think the youngest person is the person to die? No. If people have to go turn by turn, who should go first? Oh, you say it's his father. The father is the most qualified. It's okay. Your prayers are answered. Even in the news of breaking the news of death, there was laughter inside first. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, what did you just say, sir? The last dry day of your life shall be the last.
If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believers, amen. Somebody excited, give him a bigger, bigger clap, a louder, louder shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Secondly, the climate of joy conditions the human mind and spirit to receive the voice of God. It conditions. You see, the first one says that the voice of God travels in that climate. This one is saying that yourself, you are conditioned. Because it is possible for the frequency to be in the air, but the radio is not tuned. Joy, worship, is the tuner of the human spirit. The tuner of the mind. It conditions, tunes the human spirit and mind to receive the voice of God. Somebody may say, oh, there is no ASO FM now in Abuja, or there is no cool FM or hot FM or warm FM. And so on and so forth. You say, why? Because I'm not hearing it. No, they are on. The reason why you are not hearing them is you haven't tuned your radio to it. It's there all the time. In the same manner, the voice of God is there all the time. It's possible you can hear God daily, every single day. All right? But you have to tune your spirit. It's very, very easy. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 and verse 30 said, you shall have a song. As in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with the pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Come with a song. Come with gladness. Then that voice that is already there, he will cause you to hear it when you have been tuned and you have been conditioned. Beloved, make up your mind to connect with the frequency of inspiration and make up your mind to be open to impartation from those you know have something at a higher level than yourself, and make up your mind that depression is not an option.
Many years ago, I put on my mirror in the bathroom. That is in case I forgot from the bedroom. And I step into the bathroom on the mirror. It's written, "Wake up, singing in the spirit." So if I just set my eyes on it, I worship you, Lord. I'm grateful, Jesus. It doesn't matter how I woke up. I won't do that for 3 minutes before I'm charged. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what. It was a permanent reminder. Now it is not almost automatic now, but just bam, I looked at it. Then when I see my other schedules in the day, give 7 reasons why you want to appreciate God today. And I'll line them up. And this is consistent. Yes, minimum. That is my daily except I didn't pray that day, and I have to pray. But I shouldn't have nothing less than 7 reasons why I should praise God today. 1, the gift of life. 2, the gift of health. 3, relationship with God. 4, the privilege of the call. 5, the glorious future ahead. I said that off head because it's permanent on the list. All the others can follow. 6, explosive miracles, signs and wonders at the healing and deliverance service on Tuesday. 7, any other thing, just plus, including individual people's testimonies. The deliverance of that woman from the spirit of death, this and that. But you see, you cannot confront the day like that. What you sow in the morning, you reap in the day. You can't confront the day like that and not begin to reap the harvest of things to thank God for, things to appreciate God for, things to celebrate God. It doesn't matter how bad it is, there is something to thank God for. It doesn't matter how terrible it is, there is something to thank God for. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. Oh yes, salvation is something to thank God for. Because there are people we went to school to with, that today they cannot understand how to be born again. If you like, preach to them 100 times. Even Bible knowledge teachers, they don't. That is, this thing that is so simple, that we have given our life to Christ, that we are enjoying, they don't understand. So be born again like how? Give me a little time, I will do it small. The privilege of knowing, what did you do that when they spoke to you, you agreed? When you heard about God, you followed him. And your age mates died before they had that opportunity. Hallelujah. That is why everything that fights our joy is what we should fight with passion. In the course of this preaching, I was wondering whether I shouldn't do what I'm about to do now before talking about joy. But it is connected. That is why anything that fights your joy, you fight it with passion. All of you who minister to ministers of God, don't give them bad news before they step up to preach. No matter how urgent the news is, hold your peace. Because it's a strategy of the devil to block inspiration, to even transfer depression. Am I communicating? The devil is a master strategist. Please be upstanding. That is why anything that fights your joy, you fight it with a passion. If your hand offends you, disconnect from it. If somebody is giving you money and insult the hell out of your life, he and that money should find their way. Say, take 5,000, see your big head. Your mother, terrible witch. And you're asking me for money now. You say, whose mother? Keep your money. Keep your money. I'm not the, my mother cannot be a witch. Maybe you are a wizard and you saw somebody. Keep your money. It doesn't matter what favor it is. Never sacrifice your joy for anything. Including money, including opportunity. If the devil cannot steal your joy, he cannot keep your properties. That was why the psalmist said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. You can take anything, but please don't let my joy go. Somebody say aloud, amen. The message series I preached last year on joy. If you want, you can return back to those series again and take a look at them. But whatever fights your joy does not deserve to survive. Lift up your hands and your voice. Appreciate God at this moment for his word that you just heard. Appreciate him, honor him, and adore him for his word that you just heard. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. El Shaddai Elion, Adonai Rofeka, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Mashale Ratoza Galabaradish. Leperedi Gazarana, Kakalagaya Dalala Hashodabaya. Zereniminovala, Spiritu Kokuzagalamista. Lebrevia sotarana gazi al treni bigalahoasa. Jero pafezi, troni bigalavasa. Zere pefiana, zurana magalashi. Rofe suri, tili magasa la tarania. Appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him. Honor him, adore him, worship him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we glorify you. Leperete sika laya darada hayalala. Leparata sata laya dagalayala hashta. Rete sete lete preda gagazalala. Reta seka libra naga sana galalala. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands. Place the right one on your forehead. And make demands on inspiration. Father, I am making demands on inspiration. I am making demands on inspiration. I demand inspiration. Open my mind. Open my mind. Touch my mind. Father, fertilize my mind. Father, animate my mind. Irrigate my mind with divine ideas. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive a fertilization of my mind, an irrigation of my mind. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be connected to inspiration, to new ideas, new direction, new wisdom. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, place your right hand on your forehead still and say, Father, every wisdom of God available on this altar. The wisdom that built this place. The wisdom of God at work in the commission. And every wisdom by extension on this spiritual lineage, I connect mine. I connect mine from your servant in this house to your servant, Bishop Oyedepo, to your servant, Pastor Adeboye, all the way, every wisdom on this spiritual line, I connect my portion for the fulfillment of my destiny. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I connect my wisdom, every relevant wisdom, every relevant wisdom on this spiritual lineage that is needed for me and necessary for me, for the fulfillment of my life assignment, for the fulfillment of my life assignment, for the fulfillment of my destiny. I receive. Leperata sika layada bayada. Leperete sida galayada dahaya. I receive. Mahashate kalabada. Leperete sina mayalala. Zerete kezela bayada. Repatasa keda yada galala. Leperete sete lebarada. Zeda galete prena gagalala. Rete seke lima nagagalala. Jarata zidi. Leperedi gadaaza. Yorote via lamanazi. Jeperi nagalala luza. Repe via tazani. Leperene gayadis. Lofreti zogodama. Leperedi gialalasu. Muzarita levri agana. Lepredi gadoza. Yodagalala haya. Repe fetesina nagalala laha. Repata sete lomanagayede gagalala. Repe tesete leda vianada. Rote sekedi galarina managayo tasalimi. Jerepita zorafina managale tretino gogolataya. Shalabaya dayanada. In the name of Jesus. Finally, lift up your two hands and say, Father, tonight I reject every spirit of depression. I reject every demon of frustration. I connect the joy of the Lord. I connect the spirit of excitement. I connect the joy of the Lord for my life, for my family. I connect now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. How many of us believe that there is God? And how many of you believe that God is here?
How many of you have heard any testimony here that shows God is real? How many of you know that the God who works on individuals also works on nations? You know, he told Abraham, nations shall come of you. So what we call a nation today was once a person. Okay? And so we are going to be lifting our nation into the hands of God. We are in a very, very terrible state of emergency. I am not saying this to you so that you can lose your joy. I'm going to say this to you so that you can get angry and defend your joy. Somebody wrote, they wrote and they called it a week of horror. Where 6 were killed in a kitchen on April the 20th last week. 40 kidnapped at Greenfield University, Kaduna on April the 21st. 18 kidnapped in Oyo on April the 22nd. 45 killed in Zamfara on April the 22nd. 88 killed in Zamfara on April the 23rd. Those kidnapped from Greenfield, 3 of them killed on April the 24th. As at yesterday, 2 more had been killed. And all in a week, and life goes on as if nothing happened. Someone said, plus over 35 law enforcement agents, including police, customs, navy, killed by unknown gunmen in the southeast, 15 soldiers and police killed in Rivers, almost 100 killed in Gaidam in Yobe State, apart from the church worshippers attacked in Kajuru local government, with a medical doctor killed and many members abducted. Yesterday, Makurdi, Benue State, 7 killed in an IDP camp along Abagena, Makurdi, and several injured by gunmen at the same IDP yesterday. As at 9 or 8 a.m. yesterday, I heard that the dead bodies were used to make roadblock on the road yesterday in this country. Governor of the state is crying out that over 154 of his villages have been taken over by terrorists, including hoisting their flag there. Another one is crying out, and they are crying everywhere. When the leaders of a nation start crying, then it means that the nation is in trouble indeed. Now, we are going to pray and make demands on Jehovah. Whatever we did to deserve this disastrous situation, have mercy. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Whatever we did, I gave a proverb yesterday. I said that if somebody is seated in an alcoholic joint, he's not drinking, but he's seated there. You see that he's a drunkard. It's not yet time for him to drink. Or he has a friend who is a drunkard. He doesn't mind drunkards. Or he's excited in the process of drinking. That's what happens. When people in authority watch killings and destruction happen, and they do nothing about it, it is either somebody somewhere within that sphere is a killer himself, or excited with the killings, or sponsoring the killings. There can be no other explanation. Now, at this time, people should be tired of calling themselves names. Chief of this or chief of that. Chief security officer or chief insecurity officer. We have to pray. The time has come where if we leave our lives and destiny in the hands of authority, the outcome will be calamity. I heard that. Was it Enugu State in Zawani last week? Is it Zawani? What's the name of the place? Eh? Uzuwani. Eh? Uzuwani. That there was distress call to come and help the land. And all the calls were rebuffed until they demon agents arrived, and by the time they finished their work, when the people of the land attempted to try to defend themselves, they are now prevented. The security arrived. Only God has helped this nation to remain like this. And we prayed in the afternoon. And I said, the people are playing with fire. That is to scatter this nation into pieces. The dignity of this nation is our unity. Despite the bad name they call Nigeria, the most intelligent, some of the most intelligent set of people worldwide are Nigerians. Highest PhDs in America, apart from Americans themselves, are Nigerians. And we are here and there. Other African nations fear us. When they see you, they are intimidated. Everywhere. Now, you say, Nigeria has scattered into how many countries? This one republic, that one republic, this one republic, that one republic. You know what is going to happen? The tiniest nation now in Africa will look down on our tiny fragments. That is, we amounted to nothing. And there is a prophecy on this nation that Nigeria is an end-time revival ground to export the gospel to the nations of the earth. Inside that prophecy did not include division. Inside that prophecy did not include turning this country into a particular religion. Inside that prophecy does not include the kind of blood flow we are seeing now. So I want us to rise up and make demands of God. We don't have natural disasters in Nigeria. God helped us against earthquakes, helped us against tsunamis, helped us against volcanoes. What we have is disastrous leadership. Leader disaster. Father, help us. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we are asking,
we are asking
for your mercy,
for your mercy
in our nation,
in our nation.
We are asking,
we ask
for your mercy,
for your mercy
in our land,
in our land.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
have mercy,
have mercy
on our nation,
on our nation.
Have mercy
on our land,
on our land.
Have mercy
on our nation,
on our nation.
Have mercy
on our land,
on our land. Open your mouth and pray for mercy. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. The Lord is compassion failed us. They are new every morning. Precious name. The Bible says we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Well, we invoke the blood. Blood against blood. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Enough is enough with the blood of the innocent. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we make demands,
we make demands
on the power,
on the power
of the blood of Jesus,
of the blood of Jesus,
against the blood,
against the blood
of the innocent,
of the innocent
in our land,
in our land.
Father,
Father,
we
neutralize
the blood sacrifice,
the blood sacrifice.
We declare
that bloodshed,
that bloodshed
in Nigeria,
in Nigeria,
be over,
be over.
Open your mouth and pray.
Of Jesus. Psalm 22, verse 28-27. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nation. When the nation appears like there is no leader, O Lord, become the leader. Take your place. Take your place. The assignment of the internal security forces is the security, the integrity of the nation within. The assignment of the military is the defense of the territorial integrity of a nation. Now the nation has almost scattered into pieces with a military in place. Every region is trying to fight for themselves. It's like a house where the father is nowhere to be found, elder brothers are nowhere to be found, and people are trying to see how they can help themselves. Oh Jehovah God, step into the land. You see, I sought for a man that should stand in the gap. I found none. He said he wondered that there was no intercessor. So his own right hand brought him deliverance. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
step into this nation.
Step into this nation.
And feel,
and feel
the leadership vacuum,
the leadership vacuum
that exists in our land,
that exists in our land.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
take your place
as the leader
of our nation,
of our nation,
as the governor general,
as the governor general
of our nation,
of our nation.
Take your place,
take your place.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray. Take your place, take your place, take your place, take your place,
take your place,
take your place.
Rata Zadika la Rapatenia, E Koto Comba Bila Tanda Gratas Gabila Taradi, Elle Peretosada, Elle Peretosada Balagadira, Elipados Capanda Calarates Capilla Tiana, Elle Bemeroda Nicalanda Ratata Balantarada, Malatea Sorepa, Ekeke Peros, Elizurante Capanadi, Elle Tescuna Miranadasha, Lete Barada Gababalada Gababada, Ezatorado Carota Separote Kinamana, Elle Tora.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Two more prayers. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4 and verse 5. You say, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor. He will reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Slay the wicked. Every weak naked man, woman, at all left. Father, arise in righteous judgment. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. With my soul have I desired you in the night.
Yeah, with my spirit within me will I seek you early. For when thy judgments are in the earth,
the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Father, let your judgment arrive and let our land learn righteousness. Anyone who deserves to be judged, both the terrorists, the kidnappers, their sponsors,
lift your voice and say,
Father,
arise
in your righteous judgment
over our land.
Arise
in judgment.
In the name of Jesus.
Arise
in judgment.
In the name of Jesus.
Arise
in judgment.
And let Nigeria
learn righteousness.
Let Nigeria
learn righteousness.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray.
Shagadaba, likotokoba, ilipe teke teke tepe lete ragadaba malakata la balaga ragabada. Eshadaga la daga ragadaba balaga ragadega la garabada gadiya.
Precious name. Finally, Obadiah, verse 21. Saviors shall come upon Mount Zion and shall judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Father, raise deliverers for Nigeria. Men and women that will rise to sanitize the country from wherever quarter they come from.
Raise saviors, raise deliverers that will execute your judgment in this land and sanitize the land. Are you ready for that? Lift your voice and say, Father,
we ask
that you will raise saviors.
You
will raise deliverers.
You will raise men.
You will raise women.
That will arise
and sanitize Nigeria
and judge
the wicked. In our land.
Raise them, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Sugar de peneto rocopa. Ille peketele pereteke peletea. Ille peraka zaga lataraya. Ikada jaga de balatara gada babali. Ikwante ka kwate ratoza kida. Ille pendeka zaga radaba. Eshaila garata kabalate kalani. Ille te peroto zoko paladiyada. Ille da garata gababalada. Eshanda kom. Bando konza kabindo konta baya, elita rata zaga da balaya, elatua rata zaga lata raga badi, elite zarida, elite la raza bazaradia, e kwande pe rota ziada, e kete pele rega de bebeliano, e kanda basha taleada, illa pariato, e kotobara, la baratiza, ille paratazia, le kete de beriada, e ya, elita zaga la barata la baya. Yeah. Loporata Zababalodo, Ictocona Matandi Akalaba, Lepico Torabata, Lepatariata, Ecteke Piros, Lipiros Elea, Lipiros Dara, Ictaconi Maratiana, Ejagada Lapari, Lepretos Capina Cata, Letora, Lekeperetora, Ictacani, Lepica da Sina, Lepetoski da Brandas Calabaria, Ejacone Brigadaba, Labarada Balaragada Balaba.
Jesus. Precious name. The Lord has heard and the Lord has answered. Lift your hands and let's begin to thank the Lord for answer to prayers. I want to say that this is just but the beginning of our intercession. When you go back home tonight, let your heart breathe out. Someone said today that the only thing she was doing was crying. I want to pray for Nigeria, and the only thing that is coming was tears, because blood is flowing. The Father, heaven, is mourning the nation. There is mourning in heaven. Just pour your heart. Just sigh out a prayer. Whisper out a prayer. When you wake up in the middle of the night. And I believe that Jehovah shall help us in the name of Jesus. El Shaddai shall help us in the name of Jesus. We're about to take the communion right now. But wherever you are today, you need to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. You know that God is not happy with your life as you have lived it, and you are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to live for God. I want to fulfill His purpose for my life. Pick up your Bibles and your bags wherever you are, and step forward quickly. I live for Jesus. Day after day, we'll take our communion positions. Quickly come forward. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may.
2.
The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day,
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day,
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Yeah.
Let come what may.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day. Oh,
everybody,
I live for
now.
Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus. Let come with me. The Holy Spirit. I will obey.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus. Day after day. Oh, I live for Jesus. Day after day.
Jesus.
Let come with me. The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day. Oh, I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
Oh, I live. Let come with me. Oh, the Holy Spirit. I will obey.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day. Oh, I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come with me. Oh, the Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus.
I welcome you all. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. Today is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Help me to live for you, Lord, and help me to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life, and I decree grace to live for God be released upon you.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.